Welcome to Mortgage Space. I'm your host, Alan Medeiros, and today I want to take some time to talk with you guys as podcast listeners to answer the question, what are the down payment requirements and what type of loans require how much down? I get this question all the time from real estate agents, and I just wanted to go ahead and share this information with you today because it's very specific based off of loan type, and it's very consistent across all banks, and it's really guidelines. So I'll go ahead and just jump right into it. So the first question I always get is, if I want to buy a house and I'm going to live in it, we call that owner-occupied, what is the minimum down required? So the generic answer is, for conventional loans, this includes loans that are backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the minimum down payment is 3% if you're a first-time home buyer. If you're second-time use, meaning you've sold or used, I guess your first-time basis, meaning you've not owned a home in the last 3 years, then it's 5% down as a minimum. Now, these loans still carry mortgage insurance, but that's the amount that's required. So 95% financing is available for owner-occupied residences, and for first-time home buyers, 97% financing. Now, for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, if you're going to purchase a second home, you can do so with 10% down. Again, that does carry mortgage insurance, but the minimum down is 10% down for a second home. What about an investment property? So this is where there's a slight difference here. So you can buy a single family residence as an investment property with a minimum of 15% down. There will be mortgage insurance for 5% coverage to get you down to the 80%, but it's a minimum of 15% down to purchase a single family residence for investment purposes. If you're going to purchase a 2-4 unit, then the minimum down is 25%. There is no mortgage insurance on that because you are putting greater than 20% down. So let's shift gears now and go into government insured financing, because the next most popular type of program that's available out there for owner-occupied purchases will be FHA financing. FHA has a mandatory requirement of 3.5% down on a purchase. Now, FHA only does purchases for owner-occupied residences, so that's important to note. Now, there is a little caveat here. That 3.5% doesn't have to be your own funds, meaning you can get a gift from a family member or an employer-sponsored program, or if you have a down payment assistance program. But regardless of where the funds come from for that down payment, the minimum required is 3.5% down. Now, here's a little trick that I like to call ninja secret. Some people don't realize that you can actually purchase a 2-4 unit property. As long as you live in one of the units, you can actually purchase a 2-4 unit property with 3.5% down. This is really a great deal for a first-time buyer that maybe needs a little bit of help as far as the monthly payments, because you can use the relative rents from the other units to help you with your mortgage payment. But it also provides you with an opportunity to reduce your overall monthly liability, but in the future also potentially sell that property for a gain or move out of the property and rent the other unit that you occupied. Now, the guidelines basically state that you should be owner-occupied for at least 2 years, but this is a great way to get yourself into a property and reduce your overall expenses. Now, VA loans do not have a down payment requirement. It's 100% financing, which is fantastic for our veterans as a huge thank you for their service to our country. So zero down required on veteran loans. They may have mortgage insurance in the form of a VA funding fee, but they have no monthly mortgage insurance, which is a huge benefit. And in some cases, the VA funding fee is waived if you have a disability rating with the VA. And the last type of loan that I want to talk about is USDA. These are rural housing loans, and they do have income restrictions, and they are specified for areas that are outside of metropolitan areas, typically with a population of 20,000 or less. And it's very easy to find out whether or not a property qualifies for USDA financing by searching the, just Google USDA rural housing property eligibility, and you'll find a link to enter in the information. But that is 100% loan. So there is no down payment required. And you can get into a property with no down, but you may still have some closing costs. And this is true of most of these loan programs. So if you do have a no down payment requirement, it doesn't mean that it's void of any costs. It just means that you do not have a requirement for a down payment. So just recap real quick. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, owner occupied 3% down, second homes 10% down, investment single family residence 15% down, 2 to 4 units 25% down, FHA always 3.5% down minimum. That can be single family residence as an owner occupant, and then 2 to 4 units where you live in one property. VA loans 100% financing, and then the last is USDA, 100% financing again. Those are owner-occupied only as well. If you have any questions, please reach out to me, 661-496-9311, or you can just email me, mortgagespace@gmail.com. Thank you so much.